Esther Lee is a longtime civil rights activist. She serves as president of the Bethlehem NAACP. WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Lee about the current national civil unrest as seen here in the Valley. She asked Lee how the dialogue on race has changed over the years.
Esther Lee, thanks for being with us today. I want to talk about George Floyd. In the days after his death, we've seen protests take place all across our nation demanding justice, and the Allentown Bethlehem Easton NAACP is holding a vigil tomorrow. Can you tell us about that?
You know, I felt rather than to just generally bring us together as a single unit, but I felt that at a time like this, the NAACP's, the locals, should come together. I think it's important right now with the race issues. You know, race is really driving this forward. I've long since learned that and called out Bethlehem for many years as a racist community, and I continue to do that, so it's not new for me.
I was going to say, you participated in your fair share of protests locally in efforts to spark change. So what are your thoughts on the current civil unrest? What do you, and what do you think the Black community hopes to see from all of this?
Well, you know, we're going to move forward. You know, tomorrow on Saturday is just a beginning. We intend to sit down with the folks that are in charge, the white folks that are in charge. And, you know, I don't want to be tempered. I don't want to be played with, and I don't want them to make promises. You know, we need to be treated as normal human beings. I've asked time and time again for inclusion. There's some things that locally that we have not achieved. I want to work toward that end. You know, I know we're going to have to go to our Congress people, because some of this will become a federal concern.
There is increased discussion right now on social media on what can be done in this moment. And you mentioned some political and legislative involvement, but for those that want to do their part, for those that want to help, how can the Lehigh Valley be a more cohesive community? What can people do, and ultimately what solutions can be implemented as a society?
What we have to do is seek out people that are truly concerned, but we have to come down, sit at the table, and decide what it is that's crucial at this time and for our children in the future, and demand that we have some results. You know, there's justice reform. That's what I meant about federal. To achieve that justice reform, we're going to have to go and sit at the table with our federal, with our Congress people who can achieve this goal for us. It's not just going to happen, but there's no need in looking for people that just want to sit down and have a conversation. I'm not in for that. That's done. We're done with the conversation. There's been 40, 50 years of conversations, and nothing has happened.
You know, there are some people right now that argue that they don't see color, or will say that we need to focus on all diverse communities as, quote, all lives matter, to which others say is tone deaf. What are your thoughts on that?
They're blind, and they're liars. Unrealistic. It's time to stop hiding behind the fact that I don't see color. Well, what do you see? I've watched this stuff year after year and listened to people as they stand in front of me and they'll look at me and they say, I don't see color. I'm, you know, just my friend, and, you know, we go on and on and on. Well, that works. It doesn't. You understand. The human factor is you don't want to insult people, but people have to get off that seat of saying that, you know, they don't see color.
Did you ever think that in 2020 you would see the things that are happening now? You know, everything that's going on with the civil unrest in our community.
You know, I did not. You know, when we grew up as Negroes, they called us then, African-Americans, and my parents are from the South, and we were always reminded of how if a Black man did anything out what the system thought they did, they hung them from a tree. What I saw last week just unnerved me with Mr. George Floyd underneath the knee of that policeman. Horrible, horrible. Just reminded me of the hangings they did years ago. like Black folks never counted.
Bethlehem NAACP President Esther Lee speaking with WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega. The NAACP chapters of Bethlehem, Easton, and Allentown are holding a vigil for George Floyd at Payro Plaza outside the public library in Bethlehem on Saturday at noon.